You have to learn how to go and pull, go to the manager and say to him, like, what's going on here? How come I'm not playing?
No, hang on. We asked the questions here, lad.
As much as a leader I can, but I've been kind of learning on the job myself. But
yeah,
I'd be happy with how consistently I've played over the last 12 months.
The High Press Podcast. It is season 2, episode 38, and it's the first of 3 episodes that we've got with the current Worcester City squad. The first one today being Worcester City's supporters player of the season in Jamie Douglas. Jamie, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very, very well indeed. A massive thank you for coming on to the podcast. Very rude of me to not ask my co-host Rob how you're doing tonight.
Yeah, I'm here as well. Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. Yeah, good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, very well. Good. We'll spare all the welcomes and we'll head straight into our starting 11 segment. Now, for any new listeners today, first of all, welcome. This is just 11 quick-fire questions that myself and Rob are going to throw at Jamie. This or that questions, just a bit of lightheartedness to get the episode underway. Rob, would you like to kick us off with starting 11?
Yes, straight in. Apple or Android?
Apple, therefore.
Yeah, good lad. I don't trust people with Androids anymore. I don't trust them.
Nice.
That'll be Apple, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. Question 2 has just gone off my screen. Wherever are we? Rob, I've lost it. I need to find it. Where are we gone?
Oh, dear. You never had it.
I've got it. There we go. Never had it in the first place. Second one. What team do you support, Dougie?
Unfortunately, Birmingham City.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, it's not good. It's not good.
Not good times at the moment, but...
Oh, I thought you were an Albion fan by the looks of some of your engagement on Twitter, but maybe I've got that from someone else. Might be Robbo, actually.
Mate, I think it's Jonah who's an Albion fan.
Oh, it's Jonah, isn't it? That's true, yeah. Jonah's very passionate on Twitter, isn't he? But heading over to you, Rob, because I don't want to upset one of our previous guests, especially Jonah, goodness me.
Yeah, he did threaten me, to be honest.
He did threaten you.
But I'll tell you what, I was remarking the other day, him and Robbo are a great follow on Twitter. Some of their bantering things and comments on stuff, amazing.
Yeah. Good friends of the poddy.
Yeah. Here's a good one. would you rather go bald forever or never have a haircut again?
What do you mean? Sorry? Yeah.
What was that? Sorry.
What do you mean? So I'd have long hair forever, like
pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, we walk around like Castaway, like Tom Hanks.
Probably grow my hair forever.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. He'll go for the Robbo COVID look.
As in look.
I was absolutely gutted when it went. I was getting used to it. Question 4. What is your favourite artist or band?
You know what? I'm not massively like a music fan, to be fair. But
okay.
You know what? I like Coldplay, you know. Don't listen to them like every day.
That.
But I think they're a good band, and I'd go and see them if I got the chance, yeah.
I think I had you down as like more of a Drake person, if I was honest, Dougie. You've surprised me with that one.
No, I am. I'm more of like American rappers, like Lil Baby, Lil Durk, and that. What, you probably haven't heard of them.
Yeah, no, I've heard a couple of them. Yeah. Oh, very good.
Someone like that, I'd go and watch Coldplay for sure. Yeah, definitely.
I bet they're unbelievable. I know a few people who've been to see them live, and apparently they're very, very good.
Yeah, I'd like to see them. Yeah.
Nice. So, where's the worst place you could get stuck?
I'll get claustrophobic, so in a lift or something.
Oh, that's fair enough. There you go.
Yeah, we've had a few of them actually, haven't we? That's a common one. Next question is favorite fast food.
Pizza for me.
What pizza place?
Domino is probably
good lad. Corey.
Well, there you go.
What were you saying? You can't eat curry because of what?
I don't eat curry, Steve. Dana.
Okay. So here's another one for you. Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock?
Got to be The Rock, innit?
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
the great one.
Yeah.
I assume this is wrestling, isn't it? Are you a wrestling fan, Dougie?
I used to be back in the day, but mine was more like John Cena and that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everyone's gone through some kind of wrestling. I always find I can always get away with that question because the people we talk to always, even if they've watched a couple matches, they always know what's going on in wrestling. There you go. Okay. You next, Kel.
Yeah, on to the next one. Manchester City or Liverpool?
Man City for me.
Can you explain why?
Yeah, just the style of football. Even though Liverpool ain't got a bad style of football, I just like the way that you are and a lot of Pep and his philosophy and, yeah.
City are a lot more patient, aren't they? I feel like Liverpool's more, a bit more dogged maybe in their approach.
Yeah, I'd say Liverpool are more a pressing team where City just always have the ball and dominate most teams they play against, to be honest.
They tolerate teams through their on the ball work, whereas Liverpool, it's more off the ball, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And you've also got Salah, who's a diver. So, do you have a favourite day of the week?
It's got to be Saturday when we're playing it.
Saturday. 3 o'clock.
When we're playing, then we can go out straight after. That's my favourite.
There you go.
The next one is, what is your favourite word?
Word?
It's a strange question, Rob, but it's on the sheet, so I have to ask it.
Yeah.
Can't be a swear word, can it?
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
Favourite word? It's tough, that, isn't it? What's your favourite?
No, hang on. We asked the questions here, lad.
What now?
Like, is it like a long word that's just nice to say, maybe? Have you got any words that you enjoy saying?
It's got to be, actually, sir. Because the ones who went to a curry house after, even though I don't eat curry, went to a curry
house. Oh, dear.
One of the waiters kept saying to me, Azat and Callum DeBar, and afternoon, sir. And I had to think, everything he kept saying, sir. So after when me and Callum speak now, we always say sir after everything, so it's got to be that.
What a word.
I know, it was hilarious.
Well, there you go. Cal, do you have a favourite word? I'm asking you the question.
It's a great question. Because of the nature of my work, I'm often quite using a lot of formal words within my emails. So, I mean, if you ask the next question, and what I'll do is I'll go through my emails and see what maybe a fancy word that I've used in the last 2 days or so, and I'll be able to repeat that to you, maybe.
Apologies, maybe?
Yeah, apologies. Yeah, it's normally apologies. Apologies, yeah. I've been shit again. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Mine's probably bastard. you can't be a good bastard every now and again, can you? Anyway, following on from that, you'll be glad to know our last quick fire question. Would you rather visit the past or the future?
It's got to be the future, innit?
I've
thought about my word coming back around very quickly. I'm a big fan of the word obtain at the moment.
Ooh.
So if you want to obtain information about something, I feel that's quite nice to say. Obtain.
Well, there we go. Obtain.
Just throwing it out there. It's all laughs here on the High Press podcast this week.
And
as we move on swiftly to the questions that we've got for Jamie Douglas this week. So, Jamie, before we throw some of the questions that we've got at you, do you want to explain a little bit about yourself and who you are, and maybe who you're playing for at the moment as well?
Yeah, obviously James Douglas playing for Worcester now in midfield. I'm trying to.
you do it well, mate. You do it well.
From Birmingham. So enjoy coming over to Tuesday. But yeah, first season for Worcester, and it looked like it's gone all right. So looking forward to many more, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you do for a J job? A day job, Dougie?
A J job? Nice.
I do like street work, so like fencing, tarmacking.
Okay, nice. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm currently looking for a property, so as soon as I get one, I'll be sure to give you a bell if I've got any fencing requirements.
Yeah, let me know.
But we'll move on from fencing and we'll move into football. And let me ask you a simple question about how you fell in love with football and how did you start playing at a young age?
To be truthfully honest, yeah, my dad used to drink in a pub called Northfield Town. He used to take me down there every Friday and Saturday. And there was a few lads that used to go down there, a few of my club pals that were older than me that played football. I don't know if you know them, like Sam Wills, Ryan Pierpoint.
Okay, yeah, Brom. Yeah.
And their dads took them down there as well. So ever since I was young, I was getting football with them. Every Friday night, Saturday night, just started loving it from there, really.
Brilliant. And another question I've got for you is obviously your, particularly this season, and you know we'll move into your time at Worcester a bit later on, but it almost seems that you're very much a natural playing in central midfield. Has that always been your position when you've tried to, you know, even from a younger age, but then sort of as you was getting into the game at a sort of a semi-pro level, basically what I'm asking is there any other positions that you've played in, or has it always sort of been middle of the park for you?
Nah, when I started playing when I was 7 to about 14, I was a striker.
Okay.
Used to love scoring goals and that. Don't like it now, but I used to love scoring goals, yeah. But obviously my team wasn't that good when I was younger, so I started dropping back and trying to help out.
And do you think now you could do a job up top if you was asked to?
Nah, not really. mate, like Luis Suarez just biting people and that, but...
Now that would be a role for you.
Yeah.
Very well, good.
There we go. Well, you mentioned that Suarez there. Do you have any football idols now or possibly when you were growing up? Did you have anyone you looked up to maybe to take things from them?
I don't play like him, but when I was like an age where I probably... Ronaldinho was unreal.
He was
one that I used to love, but my all time favourite's got to be Gerrard.
Especially in that position as well. I can see a lot of similarities in terms of your mentality on the game, I think, to Gerrard. You're very much like body on the line, very much, yeah. You know, if there's anyone in the current Worcester team who the ball's fallen to 30 yards outside the box who absolutely wants to put the foot through it, it would be you, wouldn't it?
I'd be warning the people behind the goal with a pint in round.
So how would you describe yourself as a player now then, if you had to tell anyone about yourself?
After this, at the start of the season, it'd probably be completely different to my answer now. I'd say at the start of the year, I was more of just a ball player, to be honest with you. If you said to me about like the other side of the game, I'd have probably just said, oh, that's not me, sort of thing. But something clicked this year and I've really enjoyed stuck in and working for the team and that. So describing me as a player, I'd say I'm a ball player still, but someone who likes to be aggressive and get the ball and try and make things happen and stuff.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make there, Dougie, because I think it's been, as someone who's attended Worcester games on a regular basis, at home anyway, you can definitely see the progression in your game, I would say. I think a certain maturity that came to your game in the sense of, I think as the season grew on, I think you'll be the first to admit that it's quite a young squad at Worcester at the moment. And I think you could see that, you know, particularly with a lot of young lads, and you're a young lad yourself, of course, but I would quite often notice maybe sometimes in the absence of Robbo, or obviously Jonah's been missing a lot this season, you, as one of the younger players, one of those that stepped up, I thought, in a sort of a leadership role, and not just, you know, being vocal and things like that, but also just in terms of your performance on the pitch, they showed maturity, they showed discipline. And I think that's definitely something that's progressed along the season. Is that something that you'd agree with?
Definitely. It's one of them ones. I've tried to be as much of a leader I can, but I've been kind of learning on the job myself. But
yeah,
I'd be happy with how consistently I've played over the last 12 months. But now I'm here. Obviously, I want to more and to be better than I was, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, as well, again, I mentioned such a young squad, but I think that, you know, and I don't just say this because you're a guest on the podcast, far from it, but I would say that you've probably been, excuse me, you've been sort of Worcester's most consistent player this year, in my opinion. I think that, you know, there's been a lot of injuries in the squad this season. I think there's been a lot of... putting it fairly, I think people have had good patches and some people have dipped at the same time as well. I think you've shown sort of a 7 out of 10 every week, and that's not easy to do. I guess my question is, how do you want to try and maintain that moving forward? What's in your mind to try and maintain the consistency in your performances?
So a lot of it, probably preparation. Chilling on Friday night. Getting my head ready for the game and just doing the right things when I'm on the pitch, just trying to just keep the ball. Just do consistently good things when I'm playing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think sometimes people can overcomplicate things on a football pitch, and I think you, generally speaking, I think keep it quite simple, and I think that is evidently effective. You know, you win the ball back when you've lost it, and when you've got it, you try and make sure that you'll pass it to one of your players, and I think that shouldn't be underestimated in the game, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I leave all the skills and that to all, like, the Baileys and the Billies and all that. Yeah.
I think it's such an underrated role, isn't it, being that midfielder in the heart of the team and getting stuck in, winning the ball back, and, like you said, you know, leaving the skills and things to other people. I think it's a really underrated role, I would say.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I believe as well you mentioned a bit there, Northfield Town. If you tell us about your time there and at Studley and Old Church after that.
So when I was 16, obviously I grew up playing for Northfield Town, but that was just because all my friends were there, to be honest with you.
Mm.
We were like an outstanding team. It's just all my best friends. I had options to go and play for, like, the best teams in Thingy, but I wasn't really that bothered, to be honest. I was just doing it with my mate.
Yeah.
So then after I left and went to Owl Church youth team, where we had a good team, to be honest with you. We was up there to win the league, and that's where I probably started really taking it serious, to be honest with you. Obviously... The first team at the time was going through the league, so they was just winning league after league after league. So I know they rated me, and I probably would have got an opportunity, but I was a bit impatient. Just wanted to go and play. So it was tough at Studley, to be honest. They had a lot of, like, it was like very clicky.
Okay.
So, very clicky there. So I didn't really play there.
Just to come in briefly on that one. So obviously, how old would you have been at the time when you was at Studley?
Maybe 18, 19.
So obviously a really sort of young player in the team at that time. How, because I guess your experiences in football are quite minimal by that point. And then when you're coming into maybe an environment that you're saying is quite clicky, how, I know you said you didn't sell there, but how difficult is it to actually... not settle, I guess, but difficult to sort of have any involvement on things if you're feeling a little bit excluded from things at such a young age as well. What did you learn from that experience?
I also learned how to poorly manage us and talking for yourself. Times when you're young, where if you're not playing for your team as you're a kid, you go and get your dad to talk to the manager.
Yeah.
Where as you get older, you have to fend for yourself, don't you? So you have to learn how to go to the manager and say to him, like, what's going on here? How come I'm not playing? Mm. And get your point across. So I'd say that's what I learned from them times there. But learned to be patient also. But also taught me to sometimes when things ain't going your way, there's other places where you can go and get football and enjoy playing.
And I guess it's probably good you've had that experience at a young age, because as you're getting into, you know, the real sort of main part of your career now, in terms of maybe your prime fit for your age and whatever, good to have that experience out of the way. So if you face that, you know, situation moving forward, obviously fingers crossed you won't, but you know how to deal with that situation much better now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, go on.
Yeah, like you say, you learn how to manage it, don't you? But then when you're like that, you don't really have a name for yourself, you know what I mean, in non-league. So they're just going off what you say you can do, not what you sort of thing.
Mm. And then to conclude that question, talk to us about your time at Ulf Church as well.
That was under 18s, that was. Then I went back to North from Studley.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I'd lost a bit of love for the football, to be fair, then. I was just, like I say, all my friends were there. The coaches that I knew, who were good coaches, to be honest with you. But yeah, I went back there just to enjoy football and win things with my friends. And to be honest with you, it was the 2 years I had there, I loved it, to be honest.
Yeah, great.
Nice. And then you found yourself at Worcester, was it in July 2021? So how did that move come about? And, you know, were you approached by, was it by Tim? Or how did that happen?
Obviously, I knew Robbo. Obviously, I think it was kind of a transition stage for the club. And I think Tim had just come in, hasn't he? And if Tim had just come in, so he didn't really know many players at this level. Obviously, Robbo knew that I was a good player, so he invited me to come to training. So I've come to training, couldn't really complete 10 minutes. I was knackered after 15, 10 minutes, really. I was blowing. But in fairness to Tim, he's showed faith in me, to be honest, just kept giving me opportunities. So I took my opportunities eventually, and I'd like to think I'm repaying him a bit with some of my performances.
100% you are. 100%. And you mentioned you've just finished your first season at Worcester. You touched on it briefly there, but how do you feel the season went on as a whole? I think, from my opinion, obviously a very positive season compared to where the club has been in the last couple of seasons. You might think differently, but I think that the Christmas period was a real struggle, maybe, and I think that's maybe why we aren't in a higher position than we are. But as a whole, is that something that you'd agree with as a statement? Was it a good season in your opinion for the club?
Yeah. I think if you asked us at the start of the year what finished fourth and got to a cup final, I think we'd have snapped your hand off with the squad we had.
Yeah.
But now we look back on it, I think we're like quietly disappointed that we didn't go on to do more and maybe push them top two a bit further and get closer than we could have. But I think, like you say, it's down to that. I think it was just after Christmas. We had a bit of a sticky spell. Don't know whether that was through injuries, suspensions, or just us being young. But I felt like we've just fell a bit short, but definitely a positive year.
100%. Definitely something to build on.
Yeah, that's it's good as well that you maybe feel disappointment that you wanted more. You know, it shows you've all got hunger as a unit as well. Yeah. It shows you want to improve and get better as well, which is always, you know, fans will be happy to hear that, and that you're not just happy with where you finish. That you think you could have done better, which is always good.
Mm. Yeah, we've got a lot of young players that have ambitions to go and play high. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So we want to win as much as we can and try and go forward with this club and try and get us up.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we've mentioned him a lot, Robbo or Aaron Roberts, as some of the people might know him. Alongside him, you won the Supporters Player of the Year as well. How happy are you with that, and what does that mean to you as well?
Buzzing, to be honest with you. Nice to be appreciated by the fans. First time I played in front of played up for a club, get like these crowds, so it's nice to feel appreciated, and it's not to know that I've dealt with the pressure, not pressure, but like having the fact week to like support you, you know what I mean? Because some people can kind of crumble under the pressure of playing in front of many fans, but I've really enjoyed it. I think
you rise to the occasion, actually, I would say, on the contrary. I think you really enjoy playing in front of the crowd. I think the more the better. I think it suits your game a little bit more as well.
Yeah, I love it, I do.
You're always a player that looks to put a tackle in, and I think when the crowd can get behind that, I think it helps your game a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's mad because I know people listening to this right now will probably listen to you say that and think, me, never put a tackle in, but I think probably the fans and that brought that side out of me, to be honest with you. Made me want to do them sort of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't picture in any other role, to be honest with you. Like, I think that is one of your key attributes, and it's strange how you say that's come on as only like as frequent as a year or whatever. It's really bizarre, but it's a really, really good trait of yours for sure.
Yeah, I love it. I love doing that. Comes to fans of getting hit in the change room and stuff.
Go on, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask who's your player of the year then? Who do you think?
I think it's a tough one. I think, obviously, Bailey, if you take Bailey's goals away and the stuff that he's done in games, I think we probably don't achieve as much as we have because he's been class. I think Reese has come in and done well. I think if Billy didn't get injured, he'd be up there. And then obviously there's the likes of Robbo and that are decently good as well. But with me, I'd probably say like the likes of Bailey or someone. Yeah,
Bailey's been incredible. Nice. Really, really good player this season. And obviously, fingers crossed that we can keep hold of him for next season. But yeah, I echo what you say about Reese and Billy. Also, sort of really important players for us this season.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've touched on it briefly as well, you're saying about Gerrard, but maybe you base your style of play on him a little bit, but have you developed more sort of mental attributes to the game from anyone? You know, have you had any advice, or have you seen or read anything that you think, you know, I'm going to take that in and take it forward into my game?
To be honest with you, our assistant manager, to be honest, Fowles, you know, Mike Fowler.
Yep.
He's got a good like understanding of the game, to be honest. So after most games, to be honest, I'll speak to him and ask for his opinion of the game because I agree with it most of the time. I agree with his opinion. I'd say this year I've learned a lot off him, to be honest. He taught me a lot of little streetwise moves where helped me in my game, definitely.
Okay, and you mentioned as well developing as the season's gone on. Do you set yourself targets before the start of a season? Personal targets and maybe things to. Do you set things like statistics, like I've got to get so many goals or assists, or is it just things like, you know, better in a reading of the game, for example?
The start of the season, this season would have been probably as many games as I can, to be honest. But I think going into the next season, I'll probably set myself a few little targets. But I think overall be playing as many games as I can and having as much as of an involvement as I can, to be honest.
Mm.
Oh, good. Nice, nice. And just coming back to the previous question as well. Well, one of the questions before about winning the Supporters Player of the Year as well. And I just picked up on you. You said, you know, it's your first season there as well. So, I mean, that's pretty good to already be taken in by the fans, you know, in your first season. So must be all right. Must be a decent player. So my last question to you, I'd say possibly what's your individual goal for next season, and then maybe what's like a collective goal for you next season?
Now would be for me that fit for free, but I think it's important that we just look forward to having a good start to the season now. Not looking too far ahead and just starting well, because I think last year, I think we started slow. We dropped a few points within the first five games. So little things that kind of add up, and when you come to the end of the year, it's like small margin and could have let you down. But as a whole, I think it's important that we don't look too far ahead and think we want to do this, we want to do that. I think deep down we'll have our own targets, but we're not going to sit here and say we want to get food, we want to win the league. I think the manager's installed a mentality that will be definitely start the season fast and just win as many games and see where it takes us.
Yeah, sure, and of course as well, you'll take things that you've developed as a group this season into next season, and possibly, you know, to, you know, if there was a little bit of slower spells through the Christmas sort of period, you know, maybe to, as you get in towards that period again, maybe up the levels possibly, or you know how to combat that for next time. So, and like, you know, you mentioned as well, it your first season there, and you've got to learn, I suppose you've got to learn about the team as well and learn about the players you're playing with, learn their strengths and where possibly you can help the team in some certain areas. So I'm sure that there's just room for improvement now. I reckon, yeah, you'll fly. You know, you'll go mad with them next season. So, yeah.
They don't realise, do you, that we're still like a fairly new team put together, only last year, so we're still learning about each other. The manager's still learning about us as players. So yeah, to be honest, yeah, we can. It's all positives, really. Just ready for next.
And my final question, really, Dougie, is, and I think you probably answered it without answering it really, but for the Worcester fans that are listening, and hopefully there are a few. Do you see your future at the club next season? Is that where you're intending to play your football next season? Is it Clarence Lane in Worcester?
Yeah, definitely. I've loved it this year, so I think it'd be stupid for me for just to just leave now. But if in the manager's plans, and I'm in the plans for this year, then yeah, I think it's where I'll be next year. So looking forward.
That's brilliant news to hear for as far as I'm concerned anyway. And hopefully, I think, you know, it's such a good season from a young squad, and hopefully we can keep, you know, the majority of that squad together, because I think, you know, you're a year older. The squad will have learned, as Rob alluded to, over that Christmas period where things might have been a bit more difficult. You'll know how to, you know, sort of better deal with those tricky conditions over the winter period. And as a group, as you've experienced that now together as a group, hopefully you can stick together and you know, make those minor improvements that end up, you know, actually paying, you know, a significant amount of difference at the end of the league table.
Yeah, hopefully it was all good learning curve for us, and we'll be a year wiser next year, and hopefully take that next step and keep you fans happy.
Yeah, he certainly did this season, mate. He certainly did. Listen, I think that's all the questions that we've got for you today, Dougie. A real massive thank you for coming on. Hopefully some Worcester fans enjoyed hearing this, and hopefully some non-Worcester fans too. It'd be nice if they listened to the poddy as well. But no, massive thank you for coming on, Dougie. Really appreciate you spending some of your time this evening.
Yeah, thank you for having me on as well.
No worries.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dougie. Thanks, mate. Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Press Podcast. We really hope that you've enjoyed the episode today. We'll be really, really grateful if you could leave a review on your preferred podcast provider, whether that be iTunes or whether that be Spotify or Google or whoever it might be, just so people can find our episode a little bit more easily.
Yeah, and go ahead and follow us on our social medias at the High Press Pod. We're on Twitter and Instagram, where we're going to be announcing all of our guests, any updates, and just generally, that's where you can find us.
Great. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you soon.